continue this lesson.
所以我们今天继续这一课。
2 weeks ago, the service was longer, and so we had only a few minutes.
因为上一次这个信息比较长，所以我们只有很短的时间。
Today the service is longer, so we have a few minutes.
今天这个正道还是很长，所以我们时间还是不多。
It must be because of having English preachers.
这一定是因为这个讲员是讲英语的缘故。
Yes. Today it is Quincy's fault. He took too long jumping.
今天是这个王庆弟兄的过错，他跳时间太长了。
All right, Ephesians 2 is very crucial to this book.
以弗所书第二章对这本书很重要。
Ephesians 1 has given us this beautiful picture of who God is.
以弗所书第一章让我们看到这个神是一位多么美好的神。
The blessings that belong to us through Him.
让我们看到在基督里我们有怎样的福气。
And then chapter 2 continues.
然后第二章就继续说。
Paul is answering this question.
保罗在回答这样一个问题。
What changed when you became a Christian?
那就是当你成为基督徒的时候发生了怎样的改变。
And in chapter 2 verses 1 through 10, he shows us what happened.
然后在第二章1到10节他就向我们展示发生了什么。
Last week we started with what we were saved from.
我们上一次看到的是我们是被从怎样的境况中拯救出来。
You were dead in your trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
Not just really bad people.
不只是那些恶人。
You know, we always think, yes, there are people in this world who are terrible. They were dead in their sins.
我们都会想说，这个世界上有很多人是很坏的，他们死在过犯罪恶中。
But he says we were all dead in our sins.
但是这里说我们都死在过犯罪恶中。
We were slaves to our passions.
我们是我们私欲的奴仆。
We were slaves to our sinful desires.
我们是我们有罪的这些欲望的奴仆。
We were carrying out the desires of our own body.
我们是随着肉体的私欲行事。
Sometimes people will do something and they will say, well, the devil made me do it.
有时候人们会做一些事然后说是那个撒旦是恶者让我这样做的。
Paul says no.
保罗说不是的。
We were doing what we wanted to do.
保罗说我们所做的就是我们自己想要做的。
And then he says we were condemned.
保罗说我们是被定罪的。
We were children of wrath.
我们本是可怒之子。
Now we don't like to think about God's wrath.
我们不愿意去想神的震怒。
But his wrath is not like man's wrath.
但是神的震怒和人的愤怒是不同的。
It's not something arbitrary.
不是很随机很随意的。
It's not that God is in a bad mood and so he gets angry with us.
不是说神心情不好所以就对我们发脾气。
It is a consistent, predictable anger against evil.
而是可以预测的、持续的、对恶的这种怨气。
And if you ever are tempted like some churches now do to say, well, we really shouldn't talk about God's anger.
如果你像很多别的教会现在这样子的趋势说啊，好吧，我们不要谈神的愤怒。
We don't think it's very nice that God would be angry.
因为好像说神会生气是一件不太好的事情。
Think about the logical conclusion of that.
你想一想，如果这么说，那个合乎逻辑的结论会是什么呢？
Do you want a God who says, well, yes, I know that Hitler killed 6 million Jews, but I don't want to be angry with him.
你想想会有一位神说，我知道希特勒杀了那么多的犹太人，但是我不想做一个很愤怒的神。
No, we think God should be angry for that evil.
但是神是应该对这个恶有怒气的。
I see people who do terrible, terrible things who are selling women into slavery.
我看到有人做很不好、很不好的事情，他们将女人贩作奴隶。
But God should be loving, He shouldn't be angry.
但神是蛮有慈爱的，他不应该发怒。
No, we understand He should be angry at that evil.
但是我们知道他应该为这个恶感到愤怒。
His anger is not the opposite of his love.
他的这个愤怒不是他爱的对立面。
His anger is part of his love.
他的这个愤怒其实是他爱的一部分。
Because he wants for us the very best.
因为他想让我们得到的是对最好的那一部分。
He wants for us the purity of holiness.
他想让我们能够得到完全纯洁的圣洁。
And so sin must make him angry.
所以罪一定会让他生气。
And so Paul starts with, this is the description of who we are.
所以保罗开始就说到我们是怎样的。
And now we come to verse 4.
我们现在看到第四节。
Two of the words, everywhere in my Bible, everywhere I read these two words, I always highlight them.
这里有两个字眼，我每次在我的圣经中读到的时候，都会拿笔把它标出来。
I want to preach here on these two words.
然后有朝一日，我希望能够讲一篇关于这两个字的一篇道。
Over and over in the Bible, it will have but God.
因为一次一次在圣经中出现，然而神。
One writer called this the glorious intervention.
有一个作者就把它称作是荣耀的干预。
Over and over in the Bible, it will describe something that is happening.
因为一次一次在圣经中描述一件正在发生的事情。
Something bad.
是不好的事情。
And then it will say, but God.
然后就会说，然而神。
But God heard.
神听到。
But God answered.
但神回应。
But God did this.
但是神这样行。
And always when it says, but God, it turns...And goes the other direction.
每次圣经中提到这个“然而神”的时候，都是一个完全的方向的转换。
When you see the words "but God," always highlight them.
所以，当你看到“然而神”这样子的表达的时候，把它标出来。
And look at what happens.
然后来看一看到底发生了什么。
Okay, so here it tells us "but God," and it tells us first what God did.
所以在这里他说“然而神”，首先告诉我们神做了什么。
On your homework assignment,
在你的作业里
question 4 ask,
第四个问题问到
what three things has God done for us?
神为我们做了哪三件事?
This is what God did.
神所做的就是
what did he do?
他做了什么呢?
Made us alive, good.
他叫我们活过来。Made us alive with Christ, Jesus.
Made us alive with Christ.
Seated in heaven.
Raised us up with, second, he raised us up.
让我们一同升天。
And third, seated us with him in heaven.
第三，让我们与他一同坐在天上。
Those are the three things that he did for us.
这就是他为我们做的三件事情。
Now, I told you last time, I think,
我记得我上次告诉过你们。
What is wonderful about that is this.
关于这一点很美好的是什么呢?
Back in chapter 1,
在第一章中,
it tells us what God did for Jesus.
讲到神对主耶稣所做的。
Guess what he did?
他做了什么呢?
He raised him up.
他让他从死里复活。
He brought him to life.
他让他从死里复活。
He raised him to heaven, ascension.
他让他可以升到天堂。
And he seated him at his right hand.
让他坐在自己的右边。
What does he do for us?
那他为我们做的是什么呢?
Makes us alive.
让我们重新活过来。
Raises us up into the heavenly places with Christ.
让我们同基督一起升在天上。
And seats us with him in heaven, in Christ.
让我们在基督里在天上与他同坐。
I want you to understand this from studying Ephesians.
我想让大家通过学习以弗所书来明白这一点。
Because very few Christians actually believe this.
因为好像很少基督徒真的相信这一点。
Paul teaches over and over, everything that God did for Christ, he is doing for us.
因为保罗一次一次的教导我们，神所为基督成就的正在为我们成就。
We don't believe that.
我们好像不相信这一点。
We think that we just get kind of leftovers of God's love.
我们好像得到的就是神
God does wonderful things for Jesus, but you know, we are just barely getting by.
好像神为主耶稣做了很美好的事情，我们只是得到了一小点剩下的。
I told you the first week we looked at Ephesians.
我们在看以弗所书的第一周的时候，我告诉大家。
Paul teaches, and this is hard for me to believe.
保罗这样教导，虽然对我来说很难理解。
Paul teaches.
但保罗教导说。
That God loves every one of us as much as he loves his own son, Jesus Christ.
神爱我们每一个人，就像正如他爱他的儿子主耶稣基督一样。
That is hard for me to believe.
这对我来说是很难理解，很难相信的。
You know, I love you. Brother Quincy got up here and jumped today.
他说我喜欢你，王庆弟兄今天到这里来表演这个跳。
But I'm not going to look at you and say my love for you is the same as my love for my son.
但是我不会看着你说我对你的爱和我对我儿子的爱是一样的。
But Jesus, God says,
但是神说,
Paul says, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble thinking. Paul says,
但是保罗说,
God's love for us,
神对我们的爱,
God's love for you,
神对你的爱,
is as deep as his love for his own son.
和他对他自己儿子的爱是一样深的。
And so what did God do? He did the same thing for us as he did for his son.
所以神做了什么呢？他所做的在我们身上的就和他为他儿子做的是一模一样的。
Made us alive.
让我们重新活过来。
Raised us up.
让我们能够一同升天。
Seats us at his right hand.
让我们坐在他的右边。
And all of that is with Christ.
而这一切都是和基督一同。
Now, it's important that you understand this with Christ.
和基督一同这个是很重要的，我们要明白。
In Greek, each of these words, raised, made alive, raised, and seated.
在希腊语当中，这每一个词，复活、升天、同坐。
In Greek, every one of those, he puts a prefix on it.
所有在希腊语中这三个词都有一个前缀。
The letters S-Y-N.
就是 S-Y-N 这三个字母。
And it means with.
意思就是和一同。
In other words, he made us alive.
就换言之，他让我们复活。
With Christ.
是和基督一同。
It is only when we are in him that we receive these benefits.
因为只有我们在基督里才能得到这样的恩惠。
He raised us up with Christ.
他让我们能够升到天上，也是与基督一同。
We are seated beside him with Christ.
我们也是和基督一同坐在他的旁边。
All the benefits that come to us are with Christ.
我们所有得到的这些好处都是和基督一同。
Now what does it mean? Question 5, I ask you to think about what does it mean to be made alive with Christ?
第五题我问大家说与基督一同活过来意味着什么?
What does that mean?
意味着什么呢?
Did you say ma?
意味着什么呢?
I said another one.
Okay. No. Because if you don't say, maybe they won't answer.
有没有人要回答一下?
What does it mean to be made alive?
与基督一同活过来意味着什么呢?
Pardon? It means we're not dead.
意味着我们不是死的。
We were dead.
我们曾是死的。
And we now are no longer dead.
我们现在不再在死里。
How will that impact our life?
那这会怎样影响我们的生活呢?
Now we can interact with God.
我们现在可以和神发生关系。
We can have fellowship with Him.
我们可以与神有这样子的团契。
I was reading a book on the plane.
我在飞机上的时候读了一本书。
And the author says this.
那个作者这样说。
He says, when we read in the Old Testament,
说当我们读旧约圣经的时候
Enoch walked with God.
以诺与神同行。
Abraham was a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
We read of all these people who interacted with God freely.
我们看到这些人，他们能够自由地与神相交。
We think of that as unique.
我们好像认为这种关系就只是在他们那种特别的。
This happened only to a few people long, long ago.
好像这样子的连接只发生在很久很久以前那些某一些人身上。
But God intends that as the norm for His people.
但是神的本意，这应该是他所有子民的常态。
We are to interact with Him.On a regular basis.
我们可以日常的、经常的来与他相交。
How many of you think when you pray?
当你们祷告的时候，你们多少人相信？
Let me ask it this way.
我换一种方式来问大家。
How many of you prayed at some time this week?
你们有多少人这一周有祷告？
Okay. How many of you when you prayed thought, God is listening to me?
有多少人祷告的时候想真的认为神正在听我的祷告。
Okay, should be the same number of hands.
应该这两次举手的人是数字是一样的。
But sometimes,
但是有的时候
I think at least for me,
我想至少对我而说
I am tempted to just kind of go through the motions.
我好像就是跟着这个情绪在说
without really thinking,
没有认真的去想。
When I pray, I am doing the same thing that it describes when Enoch was walking with God.
没有在想我现在所做的就正是以诺与神同行。
When Abraham was talking to God.
亚伯拉罕与神交谈的时候所做的。
I'm interacting with him.
我在与神有这样相交的关系。
How many of you read your Bible this week sometime?
有多少人这周读过圣经？
Some of you are thinking, man, if I come to Sunday school and I'm going to have to answer questions like that, that's awkward.
有人可能觉得，哎呦，这来主日学还要回答这样的问题，太奇怪了。
I told you it's not going to be a sermon, it's a class.
我给大家讲过，这个不是正道信息，我们是主日学，是课堂。
How many of you, when you read your Bible,
有多少人在你们读圣经的时候，
this week thought,
这个星期你们想，
this is God talking to me.
说这是神在对我说话。
Understand?
明白吗？
That's a conversation.
这是一个对话。
One of the great theologians of the 20th century was a man by the name of Karl Barth.
这个卡尔巴特是20世纪一个很有名的神学家。
Karl Barth was German.
他是德国人。
He attended the German seminaries in the early 20th century.
在二十世纪早期他去这个德国的神学院上课。
And there he learned that the Bible is not God's word, the Bible is man's writing about God.
然后在那里他认识到说神圣经不是神的话而是人写的关于神的话。
And it's full of mistakes and errors.
有很多的错误有很多的失误的地方。
This is what Karl Barth studied.
然后这就是他所学的。
He taught this in the university.
他在学校里也是这样教学生。
And then he went to pastor a little church.
然后后来他就到一个小的教会去牧会。
And suddenly he found a problem.
他突然就意识到一个问题。
Someone died.
有一个人过世了。
He went to the widow.
然后他就去那个寡妇那里对他遗孀那里对
他说。And he began to read.From the Bible,
他就开始读圣经的话。
To the widow,
对、这个、
I will be with you. I will care for you.
对这个遗孀说，我与你同在，我会关心你。
And in the back of his mind, as he's reading, he is thinking, "Wait a minute."
但是在他的脑子里，他边读他就边想，哎，等一下。
This is just some person saying this.
说那这只是人说的话呀。
How can this be a help to them?
这对他们来说有什么帮助呢？
And so he began to go back and he said, wait a minute, if this isn't God's word, I have nothing to give to people who are hurting.
他就说如果这不是神的话的话我能给这些在痛苦中的人带来什么呢
His entire theology changed.
所以他整个的神学观点发生了改变。
As he came to understand the only hope we have,
当他明白我们所有的唯一的盼望
is that God is speaking to us in this word.
就是神在他的话语中对我们说话。
We must have that.
我们必须要有这样子的看见。
To be alive with Christ means we are in an interactive relationship with Him.
与基督一同活过来，意味着我们在和神的这种相交的关系当中。
Anything else that it means to be made alive with Christ?
与基督一同活过来还意味着什么呢？意味着什么呢？
The one thing of Chinese I know. Anybody?
有人回答吗？
We can do what Jesus did and calls us to do.
我们可以做基督所做的和他呼召我们所要行的。
I'm not going to re-preach what I said this morning.
我不会把我今天早上的正道再重新讲一遍。
But the reason, as unbelievers, we could not obey God's law is we were dead.
但是我们作为不信主的人，我们没有办法顺服神的话，是因为我们曾经是死的。
I'm not going to tell this story in public.
我不会在大众面前讲这个故事。
But last week at the airport, something very bizarre happened to me.
因为上个星期在机场的时候，有一件特别奇怪的事情发生在我的身上。
From this person who came and sat down across from me and started a conversation.
然后就有一个人坐在我对面，然后开始跟我说话。
And said something that was just bizarre and very offensive, and I inside was just kind of repulsed.
然后这个人说的话是很冒犯我的，让我听着也很不舒服的，所以我里面就感觉很拒绝他。
And then he walked away.
然后他就走掉了。
And I sat there.
我就坐在那里。
And almost in tears.
我几乎都要哭出来了。
As I thought, this poor man.
我就想说这个可怜人啊。
Is so a slave to his, to sin.
他是这样的在做罪的奴仆。
That he cannot do any differently.
他没有办法
than he does.
做出和他现在所行的有任何不同的事情。
It would do no good for me to say, you are disgusting and you need to live differently.
我不能够对他说，你这个太恶心了，你应该过不一样的生活。
Because,
因为
he is dead in his sins.
因为他死在他的过犯罪恶中。
It would be the same as me saying to a body in a casket.
这就像我对一个这个尸体说。
This is ridiculous.
说这太荒唐了。
All these people out here love you.
是所有的人都很爱你啊。
You need to set up and thank them for coming to your funeral.
你应该坐起来对他们说谢谢你来参加我的葬礼。
Don't just lay there.
别就躺在那。
That's rude.
这太没有礼貌了。
No.
不会的。
They're dead. They can do nothing.
他们是死人，是不能做任何事情的。
Paul says, "In our sins, we were dead. We could do nothing."
保罗说，我们死在我们的过犯罪恶中，我们什么都做不了。
We did not need the Ten Commandments.
我们不需要那些诫命。
Because we were too dead to follow them.
因为我们都是死的，没有办法去遵守这样的诫命。
We needed to be made alive.
我们需要重新活过来。
So that then.We could live as God calls us to live.
这样我们才能够活出神呼召我们所当行的样子。
The more I read of the conflicts in our world,
我越来越多的读到我们这个世界的这种征战。
The more I want to say to you and to me,
我越来越多想对你对我自己说。
Don't be angry at your neighbors for their sinful life.
不要因为你的邻居的这种充满罪恶的生活而感到愤怒。
Be sad for them.
应该为他们感到难过。
They are dead.
因为他们是死的。
They are prisoners.
他们是这个陷在罪中的。
Don't be angry.
不要生气。
Feel the tragedy and the pain of that deadness.
你要感受到这种死亡所带来的这种悲伤和痛苦。
And seek that God will give you the chance to introduce them to the one who makes them alive.
然后也求神能够给机会让他们认识这一位可以让他们从死里复活的神。
Okay, so he made us alive. He raised us up. He seated us at the right hand of the Father.
他让我们, 升在天上, 坐在, 父的右边。
Now let's look at why he did it. Let me do this in reverse by telling you why, what is not the reason he did it.
让我来, 换一个角度先说, 他为什么不是因为这个原因而行了这些事?
Let's jump down to verse 8 and then I'm going to come back.
我们先来看第八节之后我再回来看。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
你们得救是本乎恩。
This is not your own doing.
也因着信, 这并不是出于自己。
It is the gift of God.
乃是神所赐的。
Not a result of works.
也不是出于行为。
So that no one may boast.
免得有人自夸。
The reason God saved you is not, Paul says,
保罗说神救我们的原因不是因为,
because of how much good you had done.
不是因为你所做了多少好事。
Someone once said to me,
有人曾经对我说,
I don't know why God saw the good in me that caused him to save me.
说我不知道神到底看到我身上的什么好处优点,然后他救了我。
And I thought, you poor dear, you don't understand.
然后我就说, 哎, 你太可怜了,
he didn't see any good in you that caused him to save you.
他没有看到你身上任何的良善,
it is not our good works.
不是我们的好行为。
It is not our own doing.
不是我们自己所做的。
Instead, verse 4,
而是在第四节,
it is his mercy.
是神的怜悯,
God being rich in mercy.
神既有丰富的怜悯,
it is his love.
是他的爱,
because of the great love with which he loved us.
因他爱我们的大爱,
it is verse 5. His grace.
也是他的恩典,
by grace you have been saved.
你们得救是本乎恩,
verse 7. It is his kindness toward us.
也是他向我们所施的恩慈。
Now, what do all four of those have in common?
这四项有什么共同点呢?
Listen to the list again.
让我们再把这个, 这几项听一下。
His mercy.
他的怜悯。
His love.
他的爱。
His grace.
他的恩慈。
His kindness.
他的恩典。
What do they have in common?
这四个有什么相同点呢?
His.
都是他的,
not your own doing.
不是你的行为,
not your works.
不是你所做的,
what do those have in common?
这两个有什么共同点呢?
Your.
你的,
he is emphasizing it is all what he did.
在这里他强调这所有都是他所做的。
Now I ask you in the homework to think about,
在作业里我让大家来想,
why is it so important to know that our salvation is by grace, not by human effort?
第六题, 为什么知晓我们的救恩是靠着恩典, 而不是人的努力, 很重要呢?
So that we do not boast.
所以我们不会自夸。
We do something good.
我们会做好事,
and someone notices it.
然后有人意识到,
and they say something.
然后他们会对你说,
and what do we think? Now, on the outside, we say, oh, it was nothing, it was nothing.
然后他们表扬你, 然后你会怎么说呢? 可能表面上, 哎呀, 没什么, 没什么。
But inside, what are we thinking?
但是在里面我们是怎么想的呢?
Yeah, pretty good.
嗯, 我们还不错。
Right? We have to go back to the store and buy a bigger hat.
我要去买一个更大点的帽子来戴上。
Because, look at what I did.
因为你要给人展示, 你看我做的什么多好呀。
That's our human nature.
这就是我们人的本性。
Even though we've learned on the outside to say it was nothing.
虽然我们学会在外表上说, 哎, 没什么, 没什么。
Paul wants us to mean on the inside.
保罗想让我们在里面也这样认为。
It was nothing.
这真的不值一提。
And for it to be true.
而且这是真的,
for us to understand, it is His grace, His love, His mercy, His kindness that saved us.
因为是他的恩典, 他的怜悯, 他的慈爱救了我们。
Because as soon as we forget that,
因为我们一旦忘记这一点，
we start to rely on ourselves.
我们就开始要依靠自己了。
And we take away that prefix syn.
就好像我们拿走了刚才说到那个词的前缀。
And if you take away that prefix made alive with Christ, there's nothing left.
如果你把这个前缀和基督一同去掉的话，这个重新活过来也就根本一文不值了。
If we take away the prefix raised us up with Christ,
如果我们去掉和基督一同升天这个前缀和基督一同，
If we take away the with Christ, we are not raised up.
如果我们不是和基督一同，我们没有办法升到天上。
Seated with him,
与他同坐。
Take away the with him, and we are not seated with God.
如果去掉这个和他，我们并不能和神一起同坐。
Paul wants to hammer into us.
保罗想让我们深深的知道。
This is something he did.
这是他所行的。
Surely out of his grace.
完全是出于他的恩典。
He wants us to see that it is something intimately personal.
他也想让我们看到，这个是我们自己个人亲密的一个表述。
Back in verse 8, he said, it is the gift of God, salvation.
在第八节他提到救恩的时候用的是这个动物的这个指示代词。
But then look at verse 10.
但在第十节。
For we are his workmanship.
说我们原是他的工作。
A word that is personal.
这个我们是带有个人色彩的。
Paul wants us to understand we are in relationship daily.With Christ.
保罗想让我们知道我们每一天都是和神有关系的。
One writer said it this way, we have been saved.
有一个作者曾经这样说，
we are being saved.
我们曾经被救赎，我们正在被救赎。
We will be saved.
我们将会被救赎。
In other words,
换言之，
when we gave our life to Christ in the new birth, we were saved.
在我们将生命献给神的时候，那个重生的时候，我们被救赎。
But that's not the end.
但那却不是终点。
Too many Christians think that the last thing that happens to them is when they get baptized and are now a Christian.
很多基督徒认为说，他们做基督徒最后一件事情就是受洗，那就是他们做基督徒的终点了。
Thank you, God. I'll see you in heaven.
说谢谢神，我们天堂再见了。
Paul says no.
保罗说不是的。
We are walking with him. We are being saved day by day as we are transformed into his image.
保罗说我们每一天都在正在被救赎，在与他同行的过程中被塑造成他的样式。
And then as I read to you this morning in 1 John 3, we will be saved when we see him and we are transformed completely into his image.
正如我早上给大家读到在约翰一书第三章中说，我们将来见他的时候必像他，我们将要被救赎。
Okay, so that's what God did.
所以这就是神所做的。
Made us alive, raised us up, seated us.
让我们从死里复活升天与他同坐。
Why he did it?
他为什么这么做呢？
Because of his mercy, his love, his grace, his kindness.
因为他的恩典，他的恩慈，他的慈爱，
Now,
他的爱。
What is the result?
那结果呢？
And I think that Paul gives us two results.
我想保罗给了我们两个结果。
But let me ask you, and I didn't put this on the homework.
我没有把它放在作业上，但是让我来问大家。
Call this a pop quiz.
这就是随堂测试。
What is the result of God saving us? What did he save us for?
神救我们是为了什么？神救我们的结果是要怎样呢？
For his glory.
是为着他的荣耀。
Verse 7.
第七节。
In eternity, he will show the immeasurable riches of his grace.
就是要在永恒里彰显他向我们所施的恩慈，显给后来的世代看。
I was thinking about that verse. What does that mean?
我一直在想这句话到底意思是什么呢？
And I don't know what all it means.
我不能够完全的理解。
But I think part of it is this.
但是我想一部分是这样子的。
I do not believe that in heaven we will be sitting on clouds playing harps for millions of years.
我不相信说在天堂上我们就是坐在云朵上面然后再弹奏乐器几千年几万年都是这样子。
I think Revelation shows us a picture that heaven is the new earth.
我想启示录给我们展现了一幅图画这个天堂就是一个新天新地。
And part of that means there will be a continuity between life here and life there.
也就是说我们现在的生活和未来天堂的生活是有一些相似点的。
And it seems to me that part of what God will receive glory in eternity is this.
所以我想神在永恒中得着荣耀的其中一部分是怎么样呢？
As we see in each one of us, each other.
就是我们在彼此身上能够看到。
Look at what God did to transform you into who he has made you.
就是看到彼此是如何被神改变被神塑造成为他造我们的样式
Do not look at your neighbor or your husband or wife when I say this
我这么说的时候不要只想着你的邻舍或者你的妻子或者你的丈夫
But if we look around the room we probably won't see anyone who looks like Jesus
但是我们环顾这个教室所有人可能没有人看上去像耶稣
And so just imagine
就想象一下
The day when we dolook like him.
当有一天我们真的像他的时候
And you look at that Christian who you knew was always kind of cranky.
然后你就想到你曾经认识的那个一直脾气不太好的基督徒
A little bit hard to get along with.
那个不好相处的基督徒
And he worked at the church. That's what made it so hard.
他在教会服侍所以他这个很难相处
Teaching pastor.
是那个教导牧师
And suddenly you see him and he looks like Christ.
然后突然你看到他他看上去像耶稣。
And you say, what happened to you?
然后你说你发生了什么呢?
By grace, he has transformed us into his image.
因为本乎恩他将我们改变塑造成他的形象
Paul says part of the result of him saving us is so that in the ages to come
保罗说他救我们的其中一个原因
we will be a display of the immeasurable riches of his grace
就是在未来的日子在后世当中我们可以成为他一个展示向别人展示他所向我们施的恩慈
You will be like a museum exhibit
你们就像那个博物馆的展品一样
That people will say look at where God took them from and what he made them into
然后别人看着你就说你看啊神是把他怎样的从那样子的境地中变化改造成现在的样子
But very quickly in the last 5 minutes
在很快的最后五分钟
The second result I think is today
我想这个第二个结果是关于今如今今世的在第十节
We are his workmanship
我们原是他的工作
Created in Christ Jesus
在基督耶稣里造成的
For good works
为要叫我们行善
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them
就是神所预备叫我们行的
What were we saved for?
我们得救是为了什么呢?
To do good works.
是为了行善。
Now sometimes I'll have students who say to me, No, we are not saved for works. We're saved by grace.
然后有学生可能会对我说说我们得救不是为了做工我们得救是本乎恩。
Prepositions are important.
这个英语里的介词很重要的。
We are not saved by good works.
说我们得救不是因为好行为。
But Paul says,
保罗说,
We are saved for good works.
说我们得救是为要行善。
It is not. We were sinners.
不是说我们曾是罪人。
We did good works.
我们做了好事。
So God saved us.
所以神救了我们。
It is. We were sinners.
我们曾是罪人。
God saved us.
神救了我们。
So we do good works.
所以我们行善。
You understand?
明白吗?
Part of why he saved us was to do good works.
他救我们的其中一个目的就是我们可以行善。
Which he prepared in advance that we should do.
行的就是他所预备叫我们行的。
Now, here's what that means.
这意思是什么呢?
Brother Chris is here today. Okay.
周牧师今天在这里。
What that means is this.
意思就是
that back in eternity,
在永恒中
God saw Brother Chris.
神看到周牧师
and planned, someday I am going to make a pastor.
然后神计划说有一天我会让他成为牧师。
We will have an ordination service.
我们会有一个按牧礼。
He will be ordained.
他会被按牧。
And now he will do the good works that I prepared for him.
然后他就会行我为他所预备的这样的善事。
Because he will be a pastor.
因为他会成为一个牧师。
Right?
是吗?
Wrong.
不是的。
He prepared...For every one of us,
他预备我们每一个人
good works,
要行善
for us to do,
让我们每一个人都来
not just the pastor,
不只是牧师
not just those who have a position,
不只是那些有头衔的人
but for every believer,
而是每一个信徒
this was one of the great messages of the Reformation.
这是这个改革宗的一个很重要的信息。
That every one of us was made, was saved to do the work that God prepared for us.
就是我们每一个人得救，我们每一个人塑造，都是要为了行神所预备叫我们所行的。
This ought to change how you see your life.
这应该改变你看自己生活的方式。
Because every one of you.
因为你们每一个人。
God prepared before you were ever born.
在你们出生之前，神都已经预备。
A work for you to do.
预备了一件让你所行的工作。
And you were dead in your sins, and there was no way you could do it.
当你在死在罪中没有办法做的时候。
But he saved you.
神将你救了回来。
He made you alive.
他让你重新活过来。
And now you can fulfill the mission that he made for you from eternity.
这样你就能够完成他在永恒中为你预备的这项任务。
This is what verse 10 says.
这就是第十节所说的。
You are a masterpiece.
你是一件杰出的作品。
His workmanship.
是被大师所做的。
You are a masterpiece.
你是一件杰作。
Created by a master craftsman.
被一位很有名的伟大的工匠所做。
Created in Christ Jesus.
因为我们是在基督耶稣里造成的。
To do a master work.
为要做伟大的工。
To do good works.
为要叫我们行善。
This is who you are.
这就是你是谁。
A masterpiece.
是一个杰作。
That the master craftsman created.
是一个伟大的工匠所造的。
So that you can do.
所以你可以做。
Master work.
伟大而杰出的工
in your job,
在你的工作中
in your family,
在你的家庭里
in your neighborhood,
在你的社区里
at your college,
在学校中
wherever, whatever you are,
不管你在哪儿，不管你是什么
God has something that no one else is equipped to do.
神为你预备的是别人没有办法做的
Let me give you one example.
让我给你一个例子
I heard this 2 weeks ago.
我大概两个星期前听到这个。
Man by the name of Andrew.
有一个叫 Andrew 的人。
Kansas City, Missouri.
是密苏里州堪萨斯城人。
An executive for AMC Theaters.
是一个公司的这个执行总裁总监。
His boss comes to him.
然后他的这个老板来到他面前
and says I have a new assignment for you
然后跟他说我有一个新的工作安排给你
I want you to develop a program that allows us to hire disabled workers
然后他说我想要让你能够设计一套程序让我们可以来聘用这些有残疾的工人
and Andrew said in his mind
然后这个安德鲁在他脑袋里面他就自己想说
I thought
他说我觉得
This is the kind of assignment I do not want.
说我这种作业这种任务是我不太想要的
I want an assignment that will move me up the corporate ladder. A program for disabled workers is not likely to get me into the CEO's office.
招这个残疾人的这样一份工作不太可能让我一直升迁然后做到总裁的位置。
He went home that night very discouraged with his job.
然后那天晚上他回到家就很灰心很失望。
But he's a Christian.
但他是一个基督徒。
And he had been reading through Proverbs one chapter per day.
然后他就在每一天读一章真言书。
And the next day was the 31st of the month, March 31st.
然后接下来那一天是3月31号。
And so he gets up that morning to read Proverbs 31.
所以他就早上起来读真言书31章。
And he reads verse 8.
然后他读到第8节。
Open your mouth for the mute.
说你当为哑巴开口。
For the rights of all who are destitute.
为一切孤独的伸冤。
Verse 9, defend the rights of the poor and needy.
然后第9节,你当开口按公义判断。
And God says to him,
所以神对他说,
You are a masterpiece.
说你是一件杰出的作品,
created by a master craftsman.
被一位伟大的工匠所造,
to do the master work of speaking up for the handicapped and disabled and hurting.
为要为那些有残疾的人来发声。
He goes back to work that day excited.
所以他那天回到工作的地方就非常的兴奋。
This is what God has for me to do.
他说这是神要我做的。
He begins to work on this.
他就开始努力做这项工作。
It's been 6 years.
然后过了6年。
Took him a year to develop the program.
然后他终于把这个项目一点点的设计出来。
In the process of these last 6 years, he has resigned from his company.
然后在这6年当中,他离开了他的公司。
He has set up a consulting business to prepare companies to hire the disabled, the mute, who God called him to use.
然后在之后他就开设了一个咨询公司,就为了要能够开发这些,为了这个残疾人来招工的这些项目。
He has trained AMC theaters.
然后他就给这个电影院的人做培训。
But also Starbucks.
也包括星巴克。
Google.
谷歌。
The White House.
甚至是白宫。
And in the last 5 years, 100,000 disabled workers have been hired through his consulting.
然后在过去的5年中,因为他的这个咨询,有10万这个残疾人得到了工作。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because back in eternity,
因为在永恒里,
before Andrew's mother's mother had ever thought of having a child,
当这个安德鲁他妈妈的妈妈的妈妈甚至都没想到要生孩子的时候,
God said in the 21st century,
神说在21世纪,
My work for Andrew,
我为安德鲁所预定的这个工作,
is going to be to speak up,
是要让他,
for those who are hurting and cannot speak up for themselves.
是要让他为那些不能为自己发声自辩的人来开口。
And Andrew was born.
然后安德鲁就出生。
And he was dead.
然后他曾经是死的。
In his sin.
他死在他的罪中。
He did not have spiritual life.
他那时还没有属灵的生命。
But God, in his grace, his kindness, his love, his mercy,
但是神在他的怜悯恩慈慈爱当中,
made him alive.
让他重新活过来。
And now God said, All right, now he's ready.
然后神说好, 现在他预备好了。
He now can do the master work that I prepared for him to do.
说他现在可以做我为他所预备的那伟大的工。
But here's what I want you to understand.
但我想让你们明白的是,
I know I'm going over, but this is important.
我知道我超时了, 但这很重要。
Andrew did not wake up one morning,
说安德鲁他没有说是一天早上突然醒来,
with a message from God written in the clouds.
然后云里面有一篇神为他预备的信息。
Andrew, this is your master work.
说安德鲁这是你所要行的大功。
His master work came,
而他的这个所要预备行的这个事。
You have to understand this. I have to understand this.
这个是怎么来的呢？你们要明白，我也要明白。
His master work came from his boss.
他的这个工作是从他老板来的。
Who I don't even know if his boss is a Christian.
我甚至都不知道他老板是不是个基督徒。
Who says?
这个老板说。
I want you to develop this new program.
说我想让你去做这个新的项目。
We think we can hire disabled people and get cheaper workers.
哎，我觉得我们可以雇一些有残疾的人，然后他们工资比较低。
And I'm assigning it to you.
所以我把这个工作安排给你。
And Andrew thinks.
让安德鲁想。
I don't want that.
我不想要这个工作。
Sometimes your master work that God wants for you is going to come through your boss.
有的时候神为
你所预备的 giving you an assignment that you don't want
神为你所预备的让你行的这件伟大的工是来自于你的老板可能你甚至都不想要做这件事
but the sovereign God who is working all things is putting you right where he has for you
但是这一位全能的神他把你放在他所设计你该在的这个位置上
and so as you work this week
所以这个星期当你工作的时候
As you live your life this week,
当你过你的生活的时候
As you interact with your neighbors,
当你与邻舍交流的时候
God,
神
What is the work that you have for me to do?
问神说神啊你想让我做的工是什么
Here's what Ephesians 2 tells us
这就是以弗所书第二章所告诉我们
的 Verse 1 and you were dead
第一节你们死在过犯罪恶中
Verse 5 But God made us alive
第五节但是神让我们重新活了过来
Verse 3 We were children of wrath
第三节我们本是可怒之子
Verse 7 But God showed the riches of his grace in kindness
第七节神在基督里向我们显示他向我们所施的恩慈
Verse 3 We were slaves to our desires
第三节我们放纵肉体的私欲
That's shameful
那个私欲是可恶的
But God
但是神
Verse 6 Set us in heavenly places That's a place of honor
神在第六节让我们在天上能够与他同坐那个座位是蛮有荣耀的
Verse 2 We walked in sin
第二节我们行在罪恶中
But God
然而神
Verse 10
第十节
In good works
我们可以行善做各样的善工
Everything about life is changed by those two words but God
生命中的一切都因为这两个字眼然而神发生了改变
That's through verse 10
在第十节
Next week
我们下一周
Pick up the handout as you're going if you don't already have it
如果你还没有拿到这个作业的话
We're going to look at verses 11 through 22
我们下周要看第十一到二十二节。
Verse 1 through 10 shows we have been saved by grace through faith.
我们第二章一到十节看到我们因着他的恩典得救。
11 through 22 we will see the results of that in our life.
然后第十一到二十二节我们看到我们这样会有怎样的结果。
Dear God, thank you for your goodness and mercy.
亲爱的神我们为着你的良善美好来感谢你。
I did not deserve it.
我并不配得这一切。
I was walking in my own sin.
我曾行在我自己的罪恶当中。
I was living by my own desires.
我顺从自己的私欲。
And in your incredible goodness.
在你无法测量的良善当中。
You made me alive.
你让我重新活过来。
Thank you.
主啊，我谢谢你。
Help us to live that new life.
你帮助我们过这样的新生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
你祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.